from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Little League World Series is going on.
Yeah, did
I've
you
actually
make that
been,
bet?
I did. And I've actually been scouting the Cuban national team.
Okay, who you got?
I got Cuba.
Okay,
in a game, not in the World Series. I just look at some highlights. There's a kid from Mexico throwing 78 miles an hour.
I saw that. 77
miles an hour.
Dang.
And that's not from 60 feet. This is from 50 something feet, I think.
I'm not sure where,
but he's gonna get a contract real quick.
Dude, he's 12 years old throwing beads out there, BBs.
Man.
So, my first confession.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm going to bet $275 on the Little League World Series, Cuba versus the Czech Republic. I'm betting on Cuba. I don't feel bad about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's on TV. It's on the board. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, sports is sports.
Yeah.
Betting is betting. Money is green. I don't mind betting on that at all.
I kind of feel both ways about this because mm-hmm. I agree with that. Money is green. If it's there to bet,
yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
But also, I feel a little slimy if you sitting there trying to, I guess, scout and just.
Oh, it's definitely a little slimy.
Yeah,
I'll confess that too.
It's just like, man, like these are little kids, man. Yeah. And then if something don't go right, then are you gonna be pissed off at this little kid?
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the slimy part for me.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, oh man, you taking this too far. Like I think if you are gonna bet on,
if you lose a bet, you get mad. I don't care if it's 12 or 72-year-old.
I think. Betting on Little League World Series, you just got to just go blind. Just like, you know what? Screw it. Like right now, Japan and Puerto Rico is playing.
Yeah.
If I'm looking right now, I'm like, you know what? I'm a go with Japan. Like I don't know anything about who on the team or anything. I'm gonna just slap my money down and just you got to do it like that.
Oh my gosh.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I know we eventually going to get here with the stadium and rebuilding and all that stuff, but I do not want to be on the radio talking about rebuilding the stadium and Councilman Joe Blow joining the show to talk about this and passing this law.
Well, you might have to
all
be.
That stuff. Oh, that is so that is not entertaining to me, man.
Yeah.
It's funny because I checked in on our sister station up in Cleveland, and you know they got the new
stadium.
Like they were sitting there interviewing Councilman so and so. I was just like, man, I don't want to hear from this crap, man. Like, just to me, that's I feel y'all when y'all say, hey, can we get back to sports? And I know that's sports, but I don't want to hear all of this. Oh, the mayor said this, and councilman so and so said this. To me, that crap is not entertaining at all, man. And they just blow that up. They was doing the same thing in Kansas City. We was getting a lot of texts because we had similar call numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But they was doing the same thing, just like heavy talking about, like,
I'm sorry relocation. To inform you.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to call off.
I'm sorry to inform you, Figgy.
I might not be
here. It's gonna be more than one day.
Oh man, hopefully it's in like 20 years or something.
Yeah,
man, I hate those type of topics. Man,
well, get used to it. By the way, brought to you Everyday Confessions by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Go get you some.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I've been filling in for Figgy.
Mm hmm.
These past 2 weeks, and today's technically my last day because I'm off tomorrow, so I won't be here with you guys tomorrow.
Been doing a good job too, man.
So I want to say thank you to both of you guys. I enjoyed working in the loop with you two, man. I had a fun time. I enjoyed listening to all the press conferences and all that, and my confession is just, I had fun, man. I enjoyed working with you guys.
That's my confession. He's Chris Santiago, and he has been doing a hell of a job.
Man, really good job, man. Like, it's funny because it still feel weird for me being in here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, I know we done been through producers where, you know, sometimes they get a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
These shows is hard to work.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. I know I got a lot of
drops.
We
put a lot on your plate.
Yeah. So I think you did an amazing job, man. And look, I'm still see you. I'm sure you can still gonna fill in for me from time to time.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But man, nah, you did a great job, man. I know it's me and Lopez, but it's a 3-man show here.
Oh, every day. And you know that from your regular job, which, by the way, Monday you're gonna be back on the other side of the glass.
Yes, sir.
And every there's 45. Gonna be somebody else sitting right there.
Who is it?
Somebody.
Who?
Right.
Who? Come on, spill the beans, man.
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm a wake up. I'm a show up and say, what's your name? You gonna work together?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I hate when people do this. I hate it because you and me and Chris and most, if not all of our listeners would do the exact same thing. So there is a 29-year-old freshman wide receiver at the University of Arkansas. And right on cue, well, he's just waiting for his kid to play with him like LeBron. Well, this is not right. He's playing with, you know, 19-year-olds. So what? The player at Arkansas played, I think, like 8 or more years. His name is Monty Harrison. He played 10 years. Pro baseball, and was actually made it to the big leagues briefly, but didn't stick. And people are like, well, you know, he's a pro athlete and he's older. And I would do the same damn thing. The rules are, you got eligibility, you can play college football. They offered you a scholarship. You're gonna say, nah, man, I'm feeling like I don't fit in. Hell no, you're gonna play, right? Or you disagree?
Nah, you gonna play?
I'd play.
Yeah,
he's 29. He's playing college football.
That's a little bit weird, man.
I mean, might be a little bit weird, but I do it.
The thing is, too, like, I'm fine if you out there playing college football and doing your thing, living your dream, I guess.
Yeah.
But when I draw the line is when you decide to enter the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, buddy. Not,
well, who's going to draft you at 32 or whatever?
Exactly. 31. That's where I'm like, nah, I can't take you serious, man.
You're going to have to be a real stud.
Like, dude, just, you know, I guess the process, you got to enter the draft and go undrafted and then, you know. But, like, just focus on being the undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
See if you can latch on somewhere.
Maybe you can latch on.
Wasn't there, like, a 30-year-old punter a couple years ago?
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
There was that older deep snapper at Texas. I know there was another. There's been some.
Yeah, Brandon Wheaton.
Brandon Wheaton's one.
He was
one.
A little old head.
He was 26, 27.
And Fool got drafted in the first round, man. By guess who?
Guess who? I wonder who.
Watch this.
So I totally get where Dennis Allen was coming from during this press conference. So he was having a press conference, and I guess a reporter, a metaphor.
Yeah,
he came up with a metaphor,
mm-hmm.
Dennis Allen tried to play it off cool and tried to act like, oh yeah, yeah, and then at the end he did this.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the metaphors to you guys.
Thanks.
All right, but what is a metaphor?
What's that?
What is a metaphor? Like, what's the official definition of metaphor?
A metaphor is like using something as comparison as like an example, right?
Okay. All right. I got it.
I've been in that situation a lot of times, man, where somebody say something,
yeah,
and then you be like, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, yeah, that's cool, and have no idea what that was.
It can be confusing, the difference between a metaphor and analogy. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't either. I have no issue, because I like how he said, you know what, I'm gonna leave the metaphors to y'all.
Yeah.
What is a metaphor? What is that?
Well, a metaphor is like, what's a good example? I'm trying to think of a good example. He's as tall as a weed. You know, that you're using weed as the metaphor for being tall. Where an analogy is where you go, it's like this or this or this. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah, metaphor. A lot of rappers use metaphors.
Yeah.
That's where some of the best rappers in the world thrive at, is with their metaphors. But yeah, I see where he's coming from with that, man.
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
It can be confusing.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm not going to say I'm worried, but boy, am I intrigued to see how these two holes in the roof play out Saturday. Like, it's going to be with the images are out there. We're going to listen. We're going to talk with Sean Pendergast in just a few minutes. Is it going to be hot? Yes, everybody, I understand. Heat rises, so it's going to be a little cooler underneath. But still, that AC is going to be blowing. The shadows are going to be long. And the sun's going to be beating down. It's a noon game. I mean, just interesting. I'm just very intrigued how these... Because, by the way, they're not going to be repaired, according to Cal McNair, until like week 4 or week 5 of the regular season. So it's gonna be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to watch. I think they just gonna go as is. I think if you look up, you could, you know, obviously see the holes in the roof,
mm-hmm.
the openings in the roof. But I think it'd be really interesting once these storms start kicking in, that heavy rain start kicking in. And you look on the field and you see a certain part of the field just getting rained on.
Or you're running through it.
Yeah, yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah, just imagine the ball right there at the 20-yard line and the rain just coming out just right there at the 20-yard line.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, I think that's going to be something interesting to kind of look at, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!